Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know what you come to do. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to lift you up. Yeah, I come to clap my hands, I come to set my feet. I come to shout for joy. I come to use my mind. Yeah. You can really find me here on the mind.
Come on.
Man. Blessings, Lord God. We refuse,
Bible Application Fellowship Ministry needs, Lord. We need you, Lord God, to help us with the thanks, to help us with our worship, to help us with our praise, to help us be better, Lord God, to help us to feed our flesh, to help us, Lord God, seek, Lord God, those things, Lord God, in manifestation, Lord God. We need you, Lord God, New Star Community Church. Need you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. They need you, the leadership needs you, the people needs you, the church needs you, Lord, right now. Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. Bishop Gold needs you, Apostle Williams needs you, Bishop Patrick Williams needs you, Lord God. Apostle Mayo needs you, Lord God. Apostle Bouchard needs you, Lord God. Bishop Mays needs you, Lord God. Pastor Willie Malone.
Thank you. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you all today for allowing us to come together before your throne, Lord. Lord, I ask that you lead me and guide me through your word on today, Lord, as we open up our hearts, our ears, and our minds to receive your revelation knowledge on today. And we thank you and praise you and your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I normally just come from one passage of scripture, but today, amen, I want to use as a focal verse. The verse I want to focus on today is John chapter 3, verse 3. Amen. Praise God. When it says, Jesus after he said unto him, verily I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I'm going a little bit different today. Hallelujah. Amen. That's our focal verse, but I would like everybody to turn to Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. Glory to God. And we're going to start at verse number 10. I'm sorry, verse number 9. Matthew chapter 9, verse number 9. Hallelujah. And it reads, and Jesus passed forth from this and saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of customs. And he said unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that means. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Mm. Amen. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on today. Hallelujah. You may be seated, the prosper. Hallelujah. We're going to go back up to verse number 9. Amen. And it came, and Jesus passed forth from him. So wherever he was, whatever he was doing, he had already passed from there. He moved on from there. He's doing something else, or in the process of going to do something else. And it says he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt table of customs, and he said unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. Praise God. Now, I really don't have I'm trying to come up with a title for this. Praise God. Hallelujah. But all I can say is there's nothing as powerful as a mind change. Mm-hmm. Nothing as powerful, hallelujah, as a mind change. Now, what always caught my attention about Matthew, to me, he's one of the most underrated disciples that it is. We always hear about John, James, and Peter. They was always with Jesus. They was on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus. They was one of the first four to be called, along with Peter's brother Andrew. But when I noticed how they were called, it took some steps. They had to go through some stuff to get them to follow Jesus. When I read that story, I see how Jesus came on their boat and he says he preached to them. Luke didn't tell us what he preached to them when I went back and read it, but then he told them go and launch the nets out to the deep, and they got a lot of fish. And then he said, follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. And then they left what they had and followed. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. You know, we always give them a lot of credit. You know, they're the first disciples. Peter was his best friend, so we say, you know what I'm saying? But with this man, hallelujah, he was at work. Sitting at the receipt of customs, doing what he do, collecting his taxes. He was a tax collector when you go find out. Amen. Luke, amen, calls him by his surname, which was Levi. Praise God. And he said, hallelujah, what caught my attention about him is he said he was sitting at the receipt of customs, and he said unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. He didn't see a miracle. Praise God. He didn't hear a good word. Amen. All he knew is the man of God passed by and said, follow me. Praise God. And sometimes, amen, you got to leave what you got behind in order to follow God to get what God got for you. Sometimes we want to say, somebody will say, why would you? Imagine this man back in the day telling his wife, you know, baby, this man came by the job in the bathroom that he passed by. And, you know, he said, follow me. So, you know, I quit. Yeah, I quit. I said, you know what, I'm going to follow him. Praise God. It reminds me of Elijah. Remember, Elijah saw Elisha, one of them. You know, they got the same kind of name. And he left everything. He left the family business to follow this man. Kissed his mom and daddy goodbye. This is similar to what he was at work, making money, doing what he's supposed to be doing, or at least what he thought he was supposed to be doing. And he saw Jesus and left everything he had, hallelujah, to follow him. And then it says in verse 10, and it came to pass that Jesus said and meet in the house, behold, that Jesus said and meet in the house. Behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. So now he's at Matthew's house. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. He done went and sat down at Matthew's house, and he's eating with Matthew. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it says many publicans, so publicans and sinners, so Matthew's friends came, and they sat in the house with him. Praise God. We always say, amen, that you need to be a disciple of Christ. When you're looking, you need to go find you a disciple of Christ. But we're looking for holy people.
Well,
praise God. We're looking for righteous folks. Yes. Hallelujah. But Jesus, amen, wasn't looking for righteous folks. Yes. He didn't go looking in the church to find people to follow him. He went looking on the street for people to follow him. He went looking in the places other people wouldn't go. Hallelujah, to find people that would want to follow Christ. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen, and he says, amen. So he's sitting there with the publicans and the sinners. Amen, the tax collectors, those are the publicans. They all sitting there. Now, so y'all know they feel about the tax collectors the way we feel about the tax collectors. Praise God. You one of us. Not just an American, so you know, you're an American just like one of us, but you know, signed up to help take my money, and you're taking a little bit extra money too. And the more money you take from me, you get a bonus for all. And they were going through that back then. They sitting there working for the government, and you're supposed to be a Jew. You're supposed to be a child of God, but you're helping take from the children of God to give to the people that have us oppressed. Hallelujah. Yeah, they were of Jewish background, Jewish descent. They had the blood of Jews running through their veins. But they ain't care nothing about that because they was about the dollar bill. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's what Matthew was about when he saw Jesus. Hallelujah. And I always wonder what Jesus said, amen, to the fishermen to get them to follow him. And I always wonder, all he said to this man was follow me. Two words. And he followed him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And a lot of times, what God gives up, he said follow. But it wasn't enough, hallelujah, for him to just say, Father, we had to see a miracle. We had to see a sign. We had to see a wonder. Yeah. Praise God. And once we saw the sign and wonder, we said, oh, yeah, that's him. And so we began to follow Christ, but then he's just like the disciples. It amazed me every time Jesus did a miracle, the disciples got together and said, hey, he truly is the Son of God. Hallelujah. You said that last time I did a miracle. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thought you had it in your soul by now. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, and when the Pharisees saw it, hallelujah, and that'd be the problem with leaders, us that are leaders, up-and-coming leaders, we worry about what the Pharisees don't think about. Because we want to be one of them. See, the Pharisees were leaders, Jewish leaders in the community, and we want to be one of them. They were respected by the rest of the Jews. Praise God. They could walk around and check you if they wanted to. Hey, it's okay. What you doing? You don't do that on the Sabbath day. Put that down before I have you stoned to death. Matter of fact, give me an offering together right now. Let me go get a tax collector first. They had authority. They had power. Praise God. And secretly, we want that power. We want to be like the big-time people that we see that have authority. And when they walk into a room, everybody stops. Praise God. But Jesus was worried about how the religious people felt about him.
Okay. Okay.
Hallelujah. He was worried about the sinners because the sinners were the ones that he came for. He said, amen, when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, now, hallelujah, he said to his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? Praise God, hallelujah. Not about, somebody said, well, how do you know? Because it's a slippery slope. When you between disciple and Pharisees, hallelujah, it's a slippery slope. You can slip easily from a disciple to a Pharisee just because you think you're doing the right thing. Praise God. That's why Jesus said, you know, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Praise God. Remember, they came to him by night. And I've heard a lot of theologians explaining, but to me, it sounded like they were trying to recruit him to me. Praise God. Nicodemus came by night and said, we know that you are sent by God. Praise God. Well, if you know what you came here for, why you came at night? Why you keep asking me all these questions in the day? Praise God. Hallelujah. But what I saw when I looked at this, the Lord showed me, it's four sets of people represented here. Hallelujah. And one group was, of course, Jesus, the Son of Man, like people. Praise God. And when we hear Christ-like people, we say, oh, that's not me. I'm not Jesus. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even though Jesus told us greater things that we'll do than he did, we actually supposed to be out here doing greater things than what he did. Praise God. We supposed to be sitting water up in the bathtub practicing. Now, let me see if I can get this walking on water thing down. Hallelujah. We supposed to be doing greater, but we limit ourselves and say, I'm not Jesus. I can't do what Jesus did. Hallelujah. But Christ-like people, amen, are regular people. When we read the book of Mark 6, 1 through 6, we learn that when Jesus went back home, he went back, you know, he got up, he preached, opened up the book of Isaiah, read, you know, the Messiah's coming, and he coming, he's going to do this, he's going to do that, and he closed the book, sat down, and said, what I just read, you see it right now. And their response was, really, Jesus, we know who you are. We know you. We know your mom. We know your daddy. Ain't you not the carpenter's son? You a regular person. Now you want to come in here and try to tell us that you're the Messiah in the flesh, that God has sent you back. See, that's the response we get from people. Everybody in here, they got their response. God called me. Girl, God called you. Not the way you was used to dropping in the club. God ain't called you. Praise God. Not the way you used to run women. God called you.
Yeah.
But no. God, and that devil used to fail. God called you.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, he was a carpenter, but he was, you know, that's the way of making money. Praise God. However you used to make your money, you mean to tell me God has put you from doing that to being his mouthpiece. Praise God. But if you remember, he called Jeremiah. Jeremiah wasn't nothing but a kid. I think they said he was 17, 18, 19. He said, I'm too young to do this. He said, don't tell me what you're too young to do.
Wow.
I'm telling you
wow.
what you don't do. Praise God. Hallelujah. So to them, Jesus was a regular person, and you got the nerve to say, hallelujah, that you here to lead God's people and all this, but you read Isaiah about you. Praise God. So a Christ-like person is a regular person, praise God, amen, in other people's eyes. Because I was raised with you. Remember his brothers and his sisters. His brothers told him, we don't want to hear that. Go tell that to your disciples. We ain't got time for that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then we got the Pharisees. The Pharisees and the scribes. These are the leaders. The ones that's in charge. The scribes pretty much know the Bible. Well, not the, they had a New Testament back then. They still writing it. Amen. They still living it, rather. Praise God, but they had basically the Old Testament, and these were basically people that kind of knew it by heart. Like, you know, you ever met that preacher, they know the whole book by heart, and if you quote it after one of the new versions, they go straight to King James. No, that ain't what King James said, thou shalt not, thou shalt just that and other. Hallelujah. Those are the scribes, they know it by heart, praise God, but they don't know it in their heart. In other words, they got the letter of the scripture, but they ain't got the spirit of it. Praise God. That's why they were so confused when Jesus kept healing people on the Sabbath. Look, I know what the, then you the law, okay, you saying you the law. Amen. Nah, it's the Sabbath. You're not supposed to be working on the Sabbath. And he said, you don't even know what the Sabbath is about. Praise. That's basically what he said. Y'all don't even know the Sabbath is for me. The Sabbath was made for the Lord. Y'all taking the Sabbath for you. Praise God. I don't want to explain that. I'm not a theologian this, praise God. Hallelujah. So I ain't gonna get into that. Amen. Praise God. But basically, they know what it says, but they don't know what it means. That's why he asked Jesus he came to Jesus and said, break down the Ten Commandments. And he said, and Jesus asked him, what do you think it says? Hallelujah. That's why I like Jesus. Jesus always, if you ask him something, he asks you something. Praise God. And then when he did ask you, here he come with a story. If I was one of his disciples, I'd be like, oh, Lord, here he goes in. Hallelujah. Well, who was that lady? Well, a man was going down from food. Oh, Lord, why the hell? Praise God. I'm trying to get to this bread and wine. Hallelujah. Amen. Then you got the followers of Jesus. Praise God. These are people that are learning, hallelujah, from Jesus. Praise God. These are the people that the Pharisees went to. They didn't go to Jesus. Praise God. They very rarely went to Jesus and said, Jesus, what about this? Every other time they would go, hey, Elder, why does the apostle wear that jersey? Wear a Texas jersey and he's from Dallas. I mean, from Houston. I don't know why they asked him. Praise God. Hallelujah. They never went to Jesus. They went behind his back. Why do your leader do this? Why do your leader do that? Praise God. That's how you know what category you're in. Praise God. Because, see, the only difference between, hallelujah, the followers of Jesus, hallelujah, and the Pharisees themselves, these are all supposed to be religious figures. Hallelujah. They're all supposed to be following the work of God. But the difference with the Pharisees, they gossip it. They gossip and they whispering behind the other preacher's back. You know how they do, praise God. Y'all ain't never been in none of the meetings. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where they just talking about somebody. Amen. And then when they come to the door, they all up just silent. Hallelujah. See, I said in my face, though, the words get ate. And I see it. I see it. They just talking about him. When oh, hallelujah. Blessing to you. I'm like, well, I wonder what they were saying before I walked in here. Glory to God. Because I got the same grief. Elder, how you doing? I'm going all right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then we got the sinners. The sinners are the outcasts. Praise God. The lost sheep. Praise God. Hallelujah. They never said they weren't Jewish. Praise God. Hallelujah. Or they were Gentiles. They never said they were Gentiles. These are the sinners, lost sheep, outcasts. Hallelujah. People that went the wrong way. Praise God. They should have gone the right way. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, that's who I came for, the lost sheep. Praise God. And it says in verse 11, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? Now, first I want to point out, eateth your master with publicans and sinners. Now, if the publicans and sinners are the ones serving the food, according to the Jewish law, Jewish tradition, I'd be more concerned with the food Jesus is eating. Praise God, hallelujah. Because if the sinners cook the food, that means they're not eating according to Jewish law. Praise God, it's some pork on the table. Praise God, hallelujah. It's some fermented wine on the table. Praise God, hallelujah. It's some stuff that the king eats, that the Jews don't eat, that's on the table. Praise God. But they weren't concerned with what Jesus was eating. They was more concerned. They weren't concerned on his action. They was more concerned on who he was doing it with. Praise God. Hallelujah. They was worried about the company he was keeping. Praise God. It's not a good look. Hey, see, the whole time I see this, when I read, the gospel, I see the Pharisees following him around like, a recruiter following around a basketball player. Hallelujah. I'm going from game to game, watching you, criticizing what you're doing in these games, coming to you by night after your contract. Hallelujah. Praise God. To me, they were soaking them out. Hallelujah. Amen. They want to know why you ain't doing this. Why you ain't doing that like that? Why you doing this like this? Because we were taught to do this a certain way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So you got the Christ-like people. You got the Pharisees. You got the people that are following Jesus. Hallelujah. And you got the sinner. Praise God. And Jesus said, amen, when he summed it up in verse 12, when Jesus heard that, he said unto him, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. It's funny how we want the church folks to come out. Praise God. Every time, when we were back in Houston, it was a certain guy I knew. Every time he spoke, he wanted the church folks to come out. He was like, the church folks need to come out and hear me speak. Praise God. And I said, why do you think the church folks need to come out? Hallelujah. I mean, we went to a church with old people there. When I say old people, they were 90 talking about, I'm going to go see my mama. Mm. Praise God. You 90, you going to go see your mama. How old is your mama? Lord have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But they wanted the church folks to come out. I'm like, if they that old, hallelujah, praise God, they already got whatever they're going to get. And whatever they ain't got, they ain't going to get it. Hallelujah. Praise God. We need, but instead of wanting the church folks to come out, praise God, we need to go out to the people that actually need the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And that brought me all the way down to, but go ye and learn what this means. Mean this. Praise God, but mean it, the ETH on the end of the word in the King James makes it a repetition, a continuous thing. I will have mercy, not sacrifice. Praise God. In one translation it says, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. Praise God. And I believe it was in Hosea's, praise God, he was talking about all these offerings you bring in for your sin. Praise God. You keep coming, you keep committing the same sin and bringing me an offering for the same sin. I'd rather work with you, hallelujah, on that sin than you trying to buy me off. Mm-hmm. Praise God. A lot of times we try to bribe God with our tithes and offerings.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I paid enough tithes and offerings to bypass this sin. Hallelujah. Praise God. And, you know, going back when you go to Leviticus, it's a whole book on the sin offerings. Hey, if you ain't got this, you can get this. It's almost like the justice system today. If you got money, you can get out of jail. If you ain't, you got to sit there. Praise. That was Moses' justice system. Hey, you got two doves? I'll let you slide if you got two doves. Praise. I'd rather you a ram or a lamb, but I'll take two doves. I was like, wow. Praise God. Hallelujah. But hallelujah, amen. So he said, I want to have mercy on you. I want to work with you on whatever problem you have. Almost like a wife and a husband, and a husband got a drinking problem. And he's like, well, just leave me. I don't want to leave you. I want to work with you through this drinking problem until you, because I want what's best for you. I don't want you just keep buying me stuff so I forget that you was drunk last night. Hallelujah. I want you to work this issue out. And I want to help work it out with you. That's all God wants to do with us. He said, I don't want you to sacrifice anything so I can look over whatever issue you got. Hallelujah. I would rather have mercy on you. I'd rather you go ahead and say what you did, and we can go and get like we do with our kids. We hate when I used to hate when my kids lie. Still do. Just tell me the truth. I already know. So you're going to go through all this. Okay, let's find it. Let's look for it. I know you know where it's at, but let's go ahead and look for it. And my youngest daughter, she would really look for it. But, and I'm like, look at this girl. I'm halfway through. I'm like, maybe I'm lost. No, I'm not. She got it. And at the end, she had it. But she went through all that instead of, you want to sacrifice all this time and all this energy when you just could have asked for mercy. Now you ain't going to get no mercy because you done wasted my time and my energy. I'm going to bust this bell out. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Then he says, for I am not come to call the righteous, but the sinner to repentance. Praise God. And that's why I went to the focal verse being John chapter 3, because he said you must be born again. And when I first looked at that word repentance years ago, I came up with the Greek word metanoia. Metanoia, a compound word. Meta meaning to change, M-E-T-A, meaning to change, just like they named Facebook Meta, praise God. So we need to see what they try to change, praise God, hallelujah. But noia meaning psyche. Psyche is where we get the word psychology of the study of the mind. So the word repentance in the Greek, hallelujah, which is what the New Testament was translated into from Arabic into Greek, that word repentance literally means to change your mind. So whatever you thought about a thing, you need to change your mind from that thing. So we try to stop the behavior. But if I feel like ain't nothing wrong, if I feel in my heart, ain't nothing wrong with me having a side chick, ain't nothing wrong with it. If I, that's what I feel in my heart, I don't care what the Bible says. I don't care what my life coach says. I don't care what my wife says. If I think that ain't nothing wrong with that, hallelujah, it's going to be hard for me not to do what I don't think something's wrong with. Hallelujah. I'm always reverse to what I think is right. So I have to change my mind about that's the wrong thing to do. This ain't the, we ain't in Africa. Hallelujah. Because people are, well, in Africa, you have five wives. Glory to God. Over there in the third world countries, you can have it. You can marry when they say fit. But we're not there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you need to change your mind from that concept or you're going to end up in jail somewhere. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when he says to change your mind, amen, I started doing a little studying on the mind. Praise God. And when Jesus said, you know, you must be born again, I looked at the fact that when you're born, we always say we don't teach a baby don't know how, a baby already know how to lie. That's a lie. Praise God. We say baby, we don't have to teach babies how to lie. They just know how to lie. No, they don't. Praise God. Hallelujah. A baby, when I did my study 0 to 7, all you doing is absorbing information. Good information, bad information. You'll believe whatever somebody tells you from 0 to 7 years old. Praise God. That's why you can put a dollar under the pillow and say the tooth fairy broke. Praise God. Because from 0 to 7, you believe that. Glory to God. You believe whatever anybody tells you from 0 to 7 years old. So Jesus, when he said you must be born again, and Nicodemus was like, how can I be born again? Right? Like we got to take our mind back to where it was 0 to 7, to where it was blank. The Lord gave me this illustration one time. He said, when your phone or your electronic device gets a virus, when you take it in, they delete everything on it. Because one of those files is corrupt.
Uh-huh.
And we don't have time to go through each file to see which file is corrupt. Uh-huh. Now, when we've been in, even when we've been raised in church, praise God, we've had so much information come through our mind, we've got corrupted files. And we have to go back and delete some of those files, praise God, because we still, a lot of people, why is the divorce rate so high in the church if we're supposed to be following the word of God? Where God put together, let no man put asunder. So why are we putting it asunder? Because we still haven't changed our mind. We still believe the worldview, amen, that if this ain't working, it just ain't working. It's irreconcilable differences. Praise God. Hallelujah. In other words, Jesus said your heart was hard. That's why Moses let you do it. But it should be like this. You should revert your mind back to the way it used to be instead of the way it currently is. Because a lot of times we are living like it is in the world. A lot of people have taken what's going on in the world and brought it into the church. And then you got people that say church hurt because you can't do this on this day and you can't do that on that day. And a lot of stuff, egos in the church. My anointing is greater than your anointing. So when I'm speaking, you need to shut up and listen. And you need to learn and you need to do this. And you know what I'm saying? On it from the world. Because a lot of people that are in ministry ain't called. Praise God. Hallelujah. And some people have called me and wanted me, hey, Walt, can you host a line for us? Can I be prayer line? Can you host a line for us? No, I can't host your line. Because I know that sermon you did on the line last week, you downloaded it. I know it word for word. That was a TV text, sir. You're not called. You wasn't accepted in the world for whatever reason. So now you're trying to come to the church and be accepted in the church, and you wasn't called. Hallelujah. My dad used to tell me, a dude was preaching, and he said, I woke up in the middle of the night, and the Lord said, I need you to go preach. And my dad leaned over, and the Lord told him, go preach. He ain't tell him, go preach. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. A lot of people have been, that's why their mission ain't to call people to a point of repentance. Their mission ain't to call people to think for themselves or to wake up, you know, the woke thing. They ain't called to wake people up and let people know what's really going on in the world about this. They woke about what's going on in the world, but you can't wake them up about Jesus because you're still in the hocus pocus stage. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to call, let me add this real quick. 7 to 13 is when we have the ability to differentiate between true information and false information. That's why you usually get the, I have no choice but to say, no, I ain't going to Santa Claus. I'm sorry. I'm the one that's seeking the power. It was me. It was me. Because now when you get 7 to 13, you start to think, hey, this don't make no sense. Praise God. And to me, I'm not going to lie, I was really confused because they had it on the news. My wife grandmother watched the news. And we watched the 6 o'clock news and they're like, well, Santa's now over Nebraska. I'm like, I go to school, Santa ain't real. I'm like, what's that mean? Then she finally tell me something. I tried to tell you. Michael Jackson, when Michael Jackson said that he was, that was his dad. I didn't get it. I thought she was kissing Santa Claus. I ain't know. Praise God, I ain't no Santa Claus was his dad. Praise God. Amen. So we begin to, the 7 to 13 is when we begin to differentiate between true information and false information, but we also get to choose, we still avoid information, taking all the information in. But then 13 to 25 is puberty. Puberty don't end at 17, 18, like a lot of us think. It actually ends at 25. Praise God. So our mind development really ain't over until we're 25 years old. And that between 13 to 25 is when we start personally choosing what information we choose to accept. Praise God. And in that 13 to 25, we can choose to accept a false, something we know is false, to be true, even though we know it's false. We can override that in our brain that even though I know this is fake and this is not real, I'm going to go along with it for the rest of my life and forget that you even made that decision. Now, everything the government, I believe everything the government says. Praise God. Even though I know they lie. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we began rejecting information. So our minds really ain't developed until we're 25 years old. We are still going through puberty at 24. Praise God. When I learned that, I was like, wow, that's crazy. Hallelujah. Amen. So. Amen. The whole thing I want to bring together is repentance, to change your mind. So we have to go as babies are. I can take a black baby after a newborn black baby and take him to a Japanese family, and that baby will think he is Japanese. Praise God. Because he has nothing else to go off of but what he sees. Praise God. And God said we need to get back to that point to where we go back to, amen, not what mama said, not what daddy said, because I know guys in their 60s and 70s say, my daddy told me women is just like this. And I know women say, well, my mama told me men is just like this. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you haven't decided for yourself yet. You haven't studied to show thyself approved, not just in the word, but in life in general. Praise God. Once we hit 25, they say it's usually locked in. Hallelujah. That's why when they serial killers and stuff like that, when they discover who it is, they look at the first 25 years, and they are able to tell you in those first 25 years where they got that ideology from. Praise God. Hallelujah. Most of us, amen, that were born in the church, they say, well, they're religious people because of their first 25 years. That's all they do. But even though they went and they skipped school and they did this, that's why the Bible says if you raise a child the way you'll go, he won't stray. Because eventually you're going to divert to what you were programmed, that you don't realize this whole time you've been being programmed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Somebody told me, I haven't even seen Black Panther. And black people get mad. You ain't seen Black Panther. Like, you ain't black. You ain't seen Black Panther. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I was looking at a video and somebody said, we think that the hero in Black Panther is the black guy. Hallelujah. Amen. Chad, what's his name? Chad? He died. Yeah, him. Praise God. I keep calling him James Brown. Amen. But that movie itself, amen, is propaganda. Because the real hero is the white CIA agent. Praise God. Hallelujah. From what I hear, I ain't even seen the movie. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that's another form of programming. Hallelujah. Amen. So what So to sum it all up and go ahead and shut it down, praise God. When we come to Christ, we have to reprogram ourselves. Hallelujah. Because we've already been programmed a certain way. And we don't have time to go back and delete files and say, this file is right, this file is wrong. That's going to take the other half of your life, another 25 years. Praise God. Hallelujah. So just delete what you got. Hallelujah. And start all over. Praise God. I guess that's the name of delete what you got and start all over. Praise God. It's like you don't have the power. Go ahead.
Delete what you got. It's all meaning everything that you thought you felt. Delete. It hurt. Delete. It hang up. Delete. It happened. Start all over. Again. Did y'all not know you can start all over? People won't allow you to start
over. Mm-hmm.
People will always remind you where you.
Yes.
And if you allow people to remind you of where you fail, you will always live a life. I'm going to start over. I'm going to start over. Anybody else in here going to start over? The beautiful thing about starting over is you can leave that open now. Leave it wide open so we can raise that. So then that come on. The good part about starting all over is I know what you don't know. And the secret I know is why I live. So I don't have to start where you want me to start at. I can start at where I stop. I don't call it failure.
Mm-hmm.
Where I stop.
No, I stopped it. Yeah.
Start all over. You don't have to go back to the first place. Just get back to the get back to college.
It's started in college.
Where you stop at? Because from what? 0 to 7.
Yeah, 0 to 7.
You was already being
programmed and indoctrinated.
So that's already there.
Yeah.
So why go back to 0 to 7 when you stopped at 13 to 25? That was good. Delete.
Start all
over. What you got? And start all over. Talking about the delete is, you know, it would have been alternated.
Control, out, delete.
Control, alternate. What? Delete. Y'all know. Just turn the phone out. Turn the computer off. Let's go. We had that place. We had that place, y'all. Last week, we heard a message. What? No one gets away with.
No one get away with.
This week, we hear delete. Let's start all over.
Start all over.
We know we can't get away with it. So that which we know we can't get away with it, we have to say, okay, God, it's yours. I'm deleting. And I'm starting all over. We all can do it. Just because it's good. Thought I had a phrase, but I want y'all to know that, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to let get us out of here. We won't be having service. Y'all know. It's Thursday. So y'all know how we do it yet. Thursday, y'all gonna tell somebody what you learned during the course of this month. And then just tell them, you know what? We go to service every first, second, and fourth much come on out. Y'all can make plans. Y'all can go play. Y'all can go on vacation on the third Saturday of the month. We're trying to go on the first and second Saturday. So, I believe the allies are taking these people on the third Saturday.
I mean, spirit.
Yes, spirit is always. But we want to say, Hey, y'all. We thank you all, Mother Bailey. I love you, Mother Bailey. I know you live. I know you. Hey, come on. I know you're there somewhere. I know it. Brother Roosevelt Walls, guess what? We coming to Houston in August because we want to celebrate Mother Bailey. And we want to come on out there. We're going to have a service August the 5th. We're trying to get it planned out. August the 5th to celebrate Mother Bailey and Mother Bailey's life and all that she has done for the people in the community and for her children and her grandchildren. Y'all come on out. August the 5th. Y'all get ready for it. It's a big thing. We ain't playing with it. It's going to be food stand and everything. Be ready. Get on out of here. Yeah. We want to thank Prophet D'Angelo Wong for coming on out. For ministry, treat you watching. Hey, you fill in as well. It always does. Thank you for allowing me to know the time. And thank you for God knew that we needed someone who you were already assigned somewhere else. We had an awesome time. We even got gifts. Amen. From Minister Elect.
Thank you for all you've done for me. Not one. Lord, I will